Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting an update in my earpiece here. We have a live feed from the steps of the United States Supreme Court. Apparently, there is some guy with a jukebox over his shoulder right now, giving the official response, the official reaction to this big presidential immunity case that just came out from the United States Supreme Court. Hold on. I think we've got live audio for you right now.
Yeah. It's the mayor of Maggieville, baby. Hey, you know who we voting for? We voting Donald Trump, baby. America needs saving. America needs saving. We voted Trump, baby. November 5th, we going crazy.
Apparently, that guy was also at the rally in the Bronx. Now, of course, that was not the live feed from the steps of the United States Supreme Court. That might be the anthem that's going to be taking place. I got a note from Michelle in Circle. They're going to do another Trump boat parade on Fort Peck Lake coming up later this week during the 4th of July weekend. So the Trump flags are going to be out during the Trump boat parade on Fort Peck Lake. But actually, that song that I just played for you, how many of you knew what that song was a remake of? How many of you knew what that beat in the background was? See, I figured most of you would know. Glenn Woods down in Wyoming, we put a story on our Montana Talks website earlier this morning. Glenn said this. He says, Wyoming Trumpers may not understand this pro-Trump rap. He doesn't think that folks in Wyoming would understand the pro-Trump rap that I just played for you. And I'm like, no, I think Montanans will know exactly what that song came from there. I mean, heck, you go to any rodeo this 4th of July week and there's going to be a mix. It could be heavy metal. It could be, you know, you could have a bull rider coming out to heavy metal. You could have a bronc rider coming out to rap music. The rodeo clown could be dancing to old country, new country, rap, heavy metal, you name it. That's just how we roll at some great rodeos here across Montana. So I think folks here in Montana at least get what that pro-Trump rap was all about. And they also get that this country needs saving come November 5th. All right. We got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about. Plus, I was able to catch up with Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, got his reaction to the debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this past Thursday night. We had a busy lineup for the show Friday morning, so maybe I'll share a portion of that for you here on Monday's Montana Talks. Of course, Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. What do you want to talk about? Send us a message on the Montana Talks app or give us a ring right now, 406-294-0970. Plus, we've got some other fun headlines like this. If Montana cities were a firework, here's what they'd be.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, see, Frank in Malta, he got it. I don't know why Glenn Woods thinks the folks in Wyoming wouldn't get it. I think people all across Montana got that Trump baby song. It's a throwback to Ice Ice Baby. Frank in Malta says, too cold. Yeah, maybe in February in Malta, but a little too hot this summer at some points, won't it be, Frank? But I remember when that song was big. I think I was in fifth grade because I remember we did a big trip to Billings all the way from the High Line, all the way from Glasgow, and that was a big deal back in the day. Maybe it's still a big deal driving to Billings from Glasgow or Malta. But I know as a fifth grade kid, it was like, man, we're going to the big city. And we Ice Ice Baby was playing in the background. Let's see. Let's get to your phone calls. We've got Lynn and Anaconda first up this morning. And hey, Lynn, first off, great meeting you at Brett's RV and Marine in Butte last week. And I'm glad you called in as well.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. It was great to see you.
Yeah, it was good to see you. Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about John Chester. He's such a liar, man. We got to get rid of that guy.
How come?
Because he's a total Democrat. He lied. He doesn't support the he doesn't secure the border. He lets fentanyl come through. He's a liar, man. He lies. He told the Democratic Party.
Now, let me play a little bit of devil's advocate here, try to anyway. So let's say if last Wednesday you had called into the show. Let's say last Wednesday you had called into the show and you said that there might be some people out there that still might try to defend John Chester. They might say, well, you know what? Hey, I disagree with him on policy. I don't like his border policy. I don't like that he voted to shut down the Keystone Pipeline. I don't like the fact that he voted to allow men into girls' locker rooms. But, you know, other than that, hey, he's not that bad of a guy. To straight up call the guy a liar. Now, after Thursday night, it's even easier to call the guy a liar now, isn't it? After that debate performance Thursday night, right?
Exactly. Yeah. He everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie.
Well, and the reason, and Lynn, thanks for the call. Yeah, it was good to see you in person. I tried to get Lynn on the microphone last week while we were doing our live show, but he's like, no, I just wanted to come down and say hi. So thanks for calling in today because, we don't have to be set up out on the town for you to jump on the show. You can call in anytime. So I appreciate that phone call, Lynn. But no, think about it. Democrat Senator John Chester has said repeatedly that Joe Biden is doing a good job, that Joe Biden is doing a good job securing the border. Well, that's a lie. He said that Joe Biden is 100% with it. He said he was on MSNBC, and if you need me to play his words again for you, I can do that. He said that behind the scenes, Joe Biden is 100% with it. Well, now there's more and more senior advisors that are close to Joe Biden that are saying, yeah, we've seen this for months. We've seen this for years. But, you know, we've been trying to hide it from the public. But on Thursday night with this live debate, it was out there in the open for all to see. And so it showed us that not only is Joe Biden severely struggling, but it showed us that John Chester was outright lying to you when he said that Joe Biden is 100% with it. All right, next up on the phone lines, let's go to Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Now, Aaron, I want to try to draw a picture here. when you talk about them saying that Trump is a liar and everybody on the right is a liar, well, sometimes, you know, do liars always lie? No. Sometimes they tell the truth. So they're just carrying the mantra of Biden and the people that are behind the curtain. So when they say they're attempting now to show that Trump is a threat to democracy. Now, what are they talking about? What democracy are they talking about? It's not the democracy my mom and dad taught or what I learned in school. They have portrayed so cleverly this idea of democracy. So they have changed it to their meaning. So most of us call it a republic, right? So they cleverly have distorted the issues like abortion, illegal immigration, and they've sidestepped the rule of law, which we believe. So these people with this flawed ideology, and a lot of us have swallowed it up and believe it. I think we're awakening to it. So this false democracy like illegal immigration that's happening and abortion and foreign policies and economics, and how about the Green New World? Biden is carrying this mantra, and he's been carrying it with a lot of other people, those people that are behind the curtain. And now it's time, I think, Aaron, to pull back that curtain and start to expose some of these people.
Yeah.
You know, you've got
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Like the Chevron law, which is really good, good environmental, you know, but they still have this mantra. They got to beat this band now, and they're going to beat it to death. So every time they call Donald Trump, you know, a liar and a false liar to the democracy, they're calling you that and me that and what we learned as patriots in this country.
Yeah, they want mob rule. That's why they keep screeching democracy instead of republic, because they want mob rule. They want 50 plus one to take away your rights. They think they can just get a simple majority vote to strip away your Second Amendment rights. They want mob rule. But no, that's exactly right. And that was my reaction to the debate Thursday. Even if they replace Joe Biden from the ticket, the people that are running the Biden administration right now will run the next guy or run the next gal that they replace Joe Biden with. And that's the real problem, the deep state.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, see, I told you Wyoming gets it. I told you the Wyoming Trumpers would get it as well. They know exactly where that song came from. So, and of course, folks across Montana get it as well.
We vote in Donald Trump, baby. America needs safety.
Somebody's getting triggered out there. That is triggering some angry leftists out there. But one particular guy in Bozeman is well, I can think of, as we play that for you. But, yeah, I got a couple of messages on our Montana Talks app. Let's see. Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, because I shared this headline. Let's see. Wyoming Trumpers may not understand this pro-Trump rap. Carrie in Franny, Wyoming says, Aaron, don't let that jack wagon from Wyoming paint all of us from Wyoming as dumb. We may be rural around here, but we don't live under rocks. Us 80s kids especially know that was a parody of Ice Ice Baby. That's right, Carrie. I knew you're out there. Stephen Billings says this, as a Wyoming kid myself, I do have to say that most Wyomingites will know where the rap came from. Maybe not the older folks, but under 50, yeah. All right, let's see. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. Jackson in Kalispell next up. What's going on, Jackson?
Hey, I called to talk about the illusion of choice. Basically, what's going on is I have a theory about why they denied Joe Biden dementia up until this point. And that was so they can force him to quit and then circumvent having any kind of Democratic primary for his replacement.
I have to kind of agree with you on that one, although Obama and some of the other handlers out there are trying to say, hey, wait a minute, like, look, we get it. Joe is having a tough time. Oh, hold on one second here. To our production team, answer on the top bar. We got a fill-in producer right now. You got to answer the phone on the top bar, and then I'll take the caller on the lower bar. Let me just fix this for just a second. Okay, there we go. All right, there we go. Sorry about that. We got a great new fill-in producer learning the ropes here today. So that's all right. No, Jackson, I agree with you because I think why did they finally allow him to be exposed? Right.
That's exactly it. If they did it earlier on, then they'd actually be able to give people the illusion of choice so they could choose the next representative they wanted to have run for the Democratic position. So, you know, they cry the democracy being taken away from them all the time, but the reality is they're taking the choice away from their constituents.
Yeah, they despise listening to what voters had to say about things, right? I mean, why are they so mad about this Chevron decision last week by the United States Supreme Court that we're reign in the regulatory state, reign in the bureaucratic state? They want unelected bureaucrats running this country. They want Tracy Stone Manning giving special favors to the American Prairie Reserve. They don't want we the people voting for representatives or voting for laws and policies. They want to circumvent the entire republic, the entire democracy, whatever word you want to use. They don't want we the people running this country. They want unelected bureaucrats running this country, just like they want unelected folks in the bureaucracy and state government doing it as well.
Yep. So the next logical choice, of course, is whoever they need to manipulate in order to push their agenda forward, which would probably be, at this point, Michelle Obama giving Barack essentially a fourth term.
But it's interesting because, you know, Team Obama and the senior advisor to the Biden White House, Hunter Biden, over the weekend, they're telling Grandpa Joe to stay in it no matter how bad he's doing. They're telling him to stay in it because I think they're afraid that if they throw the whole process into chaos, that it will be worse for them. Kind of similar to like what happened with McGovern back in the 70s, than if they just roll with what they got, as risky as that is, too.
Well, you know, they have to maintain the illusion of it being an emergency move, right? If everybody jumped on board and said, we got to get rid of this guy now, it'd be too obvious. So you have to have people that are higher up in that party denying the fact that they want him out immediately, because otherwise everybody'd be like, oh, I see what's going on here. But, I mean, you know, it's hard to tell the trajectory of the snake, but to me, it seems as if that the whole thing behind all of this denying up until this point was making it so if they had denied earlier, it would have given the people a choice for who would potentially fill in for him at some point.
Yeah, very, very interesting. I happen to lean toward your way of thinking that, yeah, they're eventually trying to push him out to get somebody else on the ticket. I think there's that debate going on right now where some are saying, look, if we change horses, mid stride here, it's going to be even worse for the party as a whole. And then there's others saying, look, we've got no other option, because they know how important the White House is. I mean, look at how desperate, look at the amount of election interference they committed in 2020, ignoring signature verification laws. And so the Supreme Court, these federal court, judicial nominees are so important that I think they will risk it all to save, to try to hold on to the White House. And they may feel that sticking with what we just saw on Thursday night is their best option. Hey, Jackson, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Next up, let's go to Jim in Great Falls. Jim, hey, it was great to see you last week as well.
You too, Aaron. I had to see what Joy Behar had to say, and she gave out her extremely highly educated list of presidential candidates, and Jeffries and Gavin Newsom. But the one that really stood out is John Tester for president, and I just couldn't even believe it because – unlike the last guy, I've been saying it for a long time, is I believe Michelle Obama, because anybody else they have out there doesn't poll to beat Trump. And none of them have been president, where Michelle has been there with her husband. And so I think that this generation of younger kids and everything, and she's been out doing her book, started several months ago, and kind of feeling out the tide out there. And I just truly believe that it doesn't matter what Biden's family says. They don't control them. I mean, the family doesn't run it. It's the other elites behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz, the do as I say, not as I do people. And they're just going to plot pretty soon, say, you're out and she's in.
You know, what's interesting about what you just said, Jim, is Joy Behar, who is one of the most crazed, deranged, foaming at the mouth left wing loons. She's no moderate. Right. She is one of the craziest, most elitist. You know, inflation doesn't impact her. She doesn't have to worry about going out and buying groceries. Right. And she loves John Tester so much that she wants John Tester to be the president of the United States. That's saying something, isn't it, Jim?
Oh, it's crazy. And I mean, one of the segments there, Whoopi Goldberg just went crazy on Trump and couldn't stand it anymore. And she literally bent over and spit on the floor there on Trump. I mean, yeah, the Republicans and the right say a bunch of things against Trump, Biden, but to do that on national TV, to reach over and spit on a person like that. That's about as degrading as you can get. And all of them on there. I mean, what's her name? I don't even want to remember, the so-called Republican over there. She shows exactly what the problem is in the Republican Party, how they're divided. The liberals infiltrated the Democrats, and the conservative Democrats infiltrated the Republicans. And now the Republican Party is divided because you have those that are old, staunch, go-to-church type of people, and then you have someone who's on The View calling herself a Republican and standing up for the younger generation. It's like, no, no.
Yeah, the View, like, let's pick the weakest representative of the conservative viewpoint and then, yeah, give her a few minutes and pretend to look like we're fair and balanced when they're anything but. Well stated, Jim, and great to see you. By the way, enjoyed seeing your cool vehicle as well. I need a sound system like you got in my pickup, because that thing is cool. All right, next up, let's go to Lori in the Shields Valley. Lori, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to talk kind of a little bit about why the Bidens wouldn't give up the White House or the power. Is that if Joe is not president, he can be prosecuted. The second that he's no longer president, he can be held accountable for everything that he's done with Hunter. Because you can't prosecute a sitting president. So as long as he's holding on to that seat, Jill and the rest of them know that he can't be prosecuted. Plus, if he doesn't maintain his power and fight for it, he's not going to be able to pardon Hunter.
Yeah, it's although to be honest, I don't know. I just, the way our court system has these lawless leftist judges, the administrative state. I mean, do we ever think that Hunter Biden will ever truly be held accountable? I just don't think the law will never be applied truly to these guys on the other side. I just think we have such a weaponization of the system right now, and it's only used against one side, no matter who's in the White House.
That's true, but I still think that that's part of why they're going to try and hold on to the power.
Yeah,
because they know what they're facing as soon as they lose it, they could face.
But possibly, yeah. Although, God, it's just like Hillary Clinton never got elected president. And look at what she got away with. I had never even heard a bleach bit before for Hillary, you know. And it's like, man, if an E3 in the Navy, Army, if you had a son or daughter that just enlisted in the military this summer, and if 1 year from now they had a security clearance and they had access and they did what Hillary Clinton did, they would be thrown in Leavenworth. But Hillary Clinton got away with it all because she's a Clinton and because the system is only weaponized against, you know, junior enlisted troops or against folks on the other side. Lori, great to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Agree, disagree, got something else you want to talk about? Well, give us a ring or send us a message on the Montana Talks app. And then for fun, we should get to this fireworks story too.
This is where Montana Talks app with Lane Nordlund.
The Supreme Court struck down the Chevron deference, which is good news for farmers and ranchers, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Federation's Travis Cushman says the most important takeaway from the case is a restored balance of power at the federal level.
The key is that agencies will no longer be able to say how much power they have. What previously happened is courts would defer to agencies for an agency's interpretation of its power. And after this decision, courts will now be the ones to decide that, not agencies themselves.
He said the decision sets a new legal precedent for a broad swath of government agency regulations.
So many regulations that we believe that whether it's USDA, EPA, labor, push the bounds of what Congress intended. And this will force those agencies to reevaluate how much authority they have to regulate and allow us to challenge them when they've gone too far.
Cushman says the American Farm Bureau has been involved in this case for many years.
In this case, we led an industry coalition on this. We filed a brief that looked a whole lot like the court's final decision. The court more or less did everything we said they should do, the same reasons we said they should.
That was Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for the American Farm Bureau Federation. I'm Lane Northlund.
Ready?
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. One thing I want to share with you, and then we'll jump back into your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. Friday here for our statewide show, we were so busy. We had such a great lineup. We had, of course, retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem. And again, thanks to Chief Clem and the Americans for Prosperity Montana crew. What an incredible week, series of events with Chief Clem, and then also Jordan Fischetti talking immigration policy, a statewide tour. Just can't thank Chief Clem enough for his 27 years of service to this country and the Border Patrol, and then now what he's doing. I fully believe this. I'm so thankful for my time spent serving in the military overseas, and I've gotten to serve with incredible men and women. But I fully believe that what you and I are doing right now, and what Chief Clem and I were doing last week, talking about border security and talking about saving our country, I feel like I am doing more to serve our country right now, like you and I are doing more to serve our country right now out of uniform by what we're doing right now and right here to save this country, to secure our borders, to hopefully prevent, World War III from breaking out, which is what we see, happening under this current administration right now, to get our economy back on track, to get our culture back on track. I mean, just the all-out craziness that is being pushed right now. And so I'll tell you what, it's been an honor to fight for freedom overseas, but it's an honor to fight for freedom right here at home in America right now alongside you and you and you and you and so many of our great listeners that I got a chance to see last week. Tim Sheehy, Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate. I chatted with him very, very early in the morning on Thursday morning. I think he was traveling to Glasgow for that American Legion convention. But it was great to get his reaction to the Trump-Biden debate Thursday night.
And you hit the nail on the head. I just want to reinforce. I mean, Tester is Biden. Biden is Tester. What you saw was a feeble old man who, as you saw at the end, he couldn't get off the stage even without his wife and staff helping him down the stage. You think he's making all these decisions? No, he's not. He's got staff around him that are enacting terrible policies that are being rubber-stamped every single day by John Tester.
And then the point that I made was, yeah, okay, so even if, because I talked about how, there was a movement afoot to replace Joe Biden from the ticket. And the point I was making is, even if you replace Joe Biden from the ticket, you still have Joe Biden's failed policies in the United States Senate with liberal Senator John Tester.
Well, and you also mentioned, a strong truth out there that we've got a lot of people that like John Tester. They say, listen, he's a good guy, takes care of the best. And maybe he is. I don't know about that personally. I've met him once at our debate. He probably is a nice guy, a good grandpa and all that stuff. But the reality is, people need to look at what's happening to this country. They need to look at their gas prices. They need to look at their grocery bill. Look at the southern border. Look at crime in the streets, fentanyl. Look at the foreign policy disasters around the world and realize, listen, this guy has supported the policies that have created every single one of those disasters. Rubber stamped the entire time. That's from the NRA. 100% Planned Parenthood voting record. 100% of the time he's rubber stamping what Schumer and Biden are putting across his desk. He is responsible for these, and he has to be held accountable for that. So you can still be a Union Democrat from Butte. You can still think John Tester is a nice guy. But you can also say, you know what, we can't keep doing this to our country. And as you mentioned with Chief Clem being here last night at these border events all over the state, he's reminding people of the impact of a wide-open border and a wide-open border that John Tester has helped to create.
All right, and the full audio with more reaction from Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, you can find it at MontanaTalks.com. Click the on-demand button or on the Montana Talks app. You can send us a message, and you can also listen to that on-demand audio as well. All right, let's go to Frank in Billings next up. Frank, what's going on?
Yeah, we have a short-term memory problem in the state. They forgot how many lies Biden told on the State of the Union address. They keep talking about Trump's lies. They won't tell us what all 30 of the lies were, but they won't admit to Biden's lies.
Yeah, actual lies from Biden that they that the fake news media doesn't want to talk about, but then they manufacture what they claim are lies from Donald J. Trump, but yet Donald Trump is telling the truth, and they're the ones that are manufacturing these lies once again.
Well, he did say 100% of the people believe in late-term abortion, or no abortion, but there were several that were not lies, and they won't tell us what they say the lies are.
Well, there was one I saw. Let's see. I think it was Margaret. What's her name? Face the Nation. I think it was. She was arguing with it was either Doug Burgum or somebody else. She was saying, no, Donald Trump lied about January 6th. And it's like, no, he didn't. Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump offered up 10,000 National Guard troops to provide additional security on January 6th. And the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser, this the Federalist.com reported all of this that very week. Maybe even on January 6th itself, Mayor Bowser rejected and didn't want the additional National Guard troops. Remember, there were Antifa activists and Black Lives Matter activists all across this country. These spoiled brat white liberals were burning down cities, burning down police precincts. And Donald Trump and Tom Cotton wanted to call out the National Guard to quell the violence. And they didn't want the National Guard to go out there and stop their rioters. So Donald Trump, when he once again offered up National Guard resources, Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser rejected them. And Nancy was the speaker at the time. She appoints the sergeant at arms. So Nancy Pelosi on camera admitted she was responsible for the security failures on January 6th in video footage that, just came available, right?
Yes, but they won't say what all 30 of the lies were that he told, and that's a couple of them right there that they say that he lied that he did not.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for listening to KBUL. I see we got a few other callers on the phone lines here. Let's see. Gary in Kalispell. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I don't understand why the Republicans aren't pushing all the stupidness that Tester did, like voted for 87,000 armed IRS agents. That alone will throw the election to Sheehy. I don't understand. They're not pushing that at all. And all these ads that Tester says, paid for by Montanans for Tester, that's got to be another lie. I don't think there's that many Montanans that want them.
Well, look, you can call yourself a woman, however you identify. So if you want to identify as... It doesn't matter if you're Chuck Schumer. I mean, that's who's funding most of Tester's ads is Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, well, he's not a Montanan.
He gets to identify as one, though, according to John Tester. So,
but we all know we don't need 87,000 IRS agents that are armed. Something's not right there.
That's right, and we know they're going to come after the working middle-class folks. Now, on the flip side...
Republicans, too. Yeah, they're going to come after Republicans.
Well, of course, yeah. Meanwhile, on the flip side, you've got Montana Senator Steve Daines. He has already introduced legislation that President Donald Trump talked about. No tax on tips. So specifically, you know, talking about, you know, working class men and women, waiters, waitresses, others who collect tips, no tax on tips. There used to be once upon a time we didn't tax tips. Trump and Daines are saying that they'll work to do away with that. Let's see. Who do we got next? We got Kevin in Bozeman next up. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, Aaron. Good to talk to you. Hey, I just wanted to throw out, I think Trump missed a little opportunity because so it's our responsibility maybe to talk about it is, we had a lot of boneheaded Democrat friends that watch that debate who don't listen to talk radio and never hear the other side. And I wish he had made the comparison between Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden and the Democrats. And I think you were right to that point. It's not just Joe Biden. I mean, first of all, look at him. He's not running anything. But they could put Michelle Obama in there. They could put Gavin Newsom. It's the Democrat policies that are failing. And he could have made that distinction of the 70s when Democrats transferred over and started voting for Reagan, and they called them Reagan Democrats. And I think Trump should make some hats and signs and bumper stickers that say Trump Democrats, because I think there's going to be, you know, the African American community, the Hispanic community, they're starting to come over in huge numbers that Republicans have never seen. And I think we're going to get some Democrats too. And I wish you could have just hit that home so people watching would be like, oh yeah, geez, that's right. And you know, my grandfather, my father voted for Reagan and he was a Democrat.
Yeah, my grandparents, same way, in Glasgow, Montana. I mean, you know, they both came from, you know, Democrat families, and I think it caused a little rift at the time, but they voted for Reagan. And whoever didn't cross over under Reagan, look at Great Falls, Montana. That city has turned red because of Donald J. Trump. Kevin, stand by, because I got a follow-up question for you. Stand by, Kevin, if you can.
Those.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, real quick before I go back to Kevin and Bozeman, President Trump is reacting now to this Supreme Court ruling that just came out earlier this morning. For those of you that missed it, go check out the write-up by Sean Davis, Federalist co-founder Sean Davis. He points out that this presidential immunity decision, 6-3 vote by the Supreme Court, ruling that presidents have absolute immunity for official actions, the ruling likely delays any final action on these anti-Trump criminal lawfare trials until after the election in November. But Donald J. Trump saying this via Truth Social, big win for our Constitution and democracy, proud to be an American. That's the response from President Trump. Kevin and Bozeman, thanks for standing by, because you said something that stood out to me. You said your Democrat friends who watched the debate on Thursday night, what was the reaction? What did they tell you? What did your Democrat friends who watched the debate say to you?
Well, it's funny because, you know, they're the media that they listen to and read and watch paints Joe Biden as this, like, capable guy who's just, you know, he's old, but he's out there and his policies are great. And when they actually saw him, you know, with real eyes, you know, they were looking between their fingers. They were just horrified, like, oh, my God, look at this. I can't believe it. You know, they almost wanted to turn away. But, you know, at the same time, you know, the media, the mainstream media has made Donald Trump out to be such a villain. You know, an orange man with horns and Hitler. I mean, they call him Hitler. That they have poisoned Donald Trump some in a lot of people. And I just hope that they can, you know, look at their pocketbook, look at gas, look at the border that's just, you know, unending of people coming through, the wars around the world. I hope that's enough to change them, because they actually got to see Joe Biden, and I think they got a little scared.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Well, that's kind of my message, is like, okay, you don't like Donald Trump. Well, if you're in Montana, you don't have to vote in the presidential race, right? Like, you can get rid of Joe Biden's failed policies without voting necessarily for Donald Trump in Montana, because Donald Trump's going to win Montana. So if you're that sensitive and you've bought into this stuff, then and you don't have to vote for him, but you can vote against Joe Biden's policies without even voting for Donald J. Trump by voting for Tim Sheehy in the Senate race and then enjoy the economic benefits afterwards. Right. No, that's very interesting. It was great. Great to hear that feedback, because, yeah, I think if you are one what was it? Yeah. Last Thursday morning, I was in Butte, and then at lunchtime we were at Metals in Butte, and got to run into some good Democrat friends there. I ran into Evan Barrett, nice guy, and he came over and said hi. It was fun. He you know, he served in the Schweitzer administration, so it was fun to chat with him and say hi. But there was a really nice lady there who really likes Joe Biden and as a result, of course, likes John Tester, because they're basically one and the same. But I had a nice conversation with her, and it'd be really interesting to ask that voter out there, like, okay, when John Tester told you that Joe Biden is 100% with it. Yeah, I've been with him behind the scenes. He is 100% with it. That's what John Tester said. So people believed it, because they don't get the truth like you do. And then Thursday night, it's like, whoa, wait a minute. The Montana Television Network didn't tell me about this. CNN didn't tell me about this. Whoa. Now they're getting the truth and they can't believe it. It's because John Tester has been lying to them. And they need to realize that, yeah, you believed John Tester when he told you that Joe Biden is 100% with it, when he very clearly is not. John in Kalispell, what's on your mind?
Well, Aaron, I think it's kind of funny that we're all talking about the liars, and talking about the liars, talking about Donald Trump's supposed lies in the debate. And why are we giving any credence to any of the media when they've lied consistently and proven consistently wrong in the past, whether it's Russiagate, whatever it is that they have out there that they've continually tried to manipulate the American people on? And why don't we understand that their job is one thing. It is to lie to the American people, manipulate the American people, have us feel bad about good things that Trump has done in the past. And then we sit here and try to, I guess, realize that, well, are we going to question what Trump has done in the past? Or look at, as my parents would say, the proof is in the pudding. So why do we give these people any credence?
Yeah, that's a great point. These people have been caught lying time and time again. Why would people still listen to the liars as many times as they've been busted lying? Great point, John. Thanks for calling in. Hey, we only got about a minute left to go here, but don't worry. We'll take more phone calls on Tuesday's show as well. Plus, maybe the Joker from Twitter will stick around with us Tuesday as well. If Montana cities were a firework, what would they be? It's kind of a fun story. Michael Foth is guest producing for us today, so our friend Travis Lee could get a day off. He wrote this up. It's on our Montana Talks website. He says Billings would be Roman candles. Butte would be M80s because they pack a punch. Missoula would be sparklers. Bozeman would be fountains, you know, flashy. Great Falls would be rockets, given the firepower at Malmstrom Air Force Base. By the way, our hearts go out to all of our friends on Malmstrom Air Force Base for their tragic loss over the weekend. But anyway, that story's on our Montana Talks website as well. Kind of a, something a little different for you. We try to mix it up there with our content on the Montana Talks website.